This is eight.
Number eight.
All right.
What?
Welcome.
How?
Well, yeah, welcome to number eight podcast.
That means we've been doing this for at least 2 months.
Damn.
Oh, that's scary.
Time. It keeps going.
So John isn't here today.
So we're going to smack talk him for 20
naturally.
Minutes.
So we are thinking we could talk about bucket list things. I was thinking we'd start off just saying if you have any kind of bucket list in mind, anything.
Throw it out there.
What? Yeah. Anybody?
Before, right after I graduated college, I was, and like didn't have a job yet, I was trying to find something to like keep myself occupied. And there's this trip, you can go to Thailand for like 2 months and live on an elephant like village type thing and just like chill with the elephants.
That's
and like
cool.
Feed them and bathe them and everything. I was like, that is ideal. Like, yeah. Someday I might do that, but gotta get money now.
I like that. I think when I hear bucket list, the first thing that comes to mind is drive across the country. Like,
yeah.
I've always wanted to do that. Like I've barely traveled and I just feel like you could take your time and just see a bunch of stuff.
Hippie van road trip.
Yep.
And I think all mine are travel based too. Cause like, I mean, we were just talking before that I studied abroad. So I went to Paris for 3 months, but like while I was over there, I was like, there's so much of the United States I haven't seen. I was like, it's kind of crazy. Like, I've only really been on the East Coast. Like, I've never been to California, even, like, Canada. I know it's not America. It's, like, just north. So, like, never been to Canada either. So, just easy stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
I've never even left the time zone. Went to Disney twice, and that was about it. So, I mean.
That was me, too, before I studied abroad.
Yeah. I haven't left the country. I've gone to California twice for field hockey. And then other than that, New England.
I'm all over New England all the time.
Yeah. Like, East Coast.
Completely. I have family in Canada, so I've been there a few times.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. PEI, too. It's really cool up there.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
So I was thinking more specific ones, like if you could go anywhere, where would you want to go?
Santorini, Greece.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard about Santorini. Yeah. Is that where they have, like, black sand beaches, or am I thinking of something else? Maybe something
I don't know.
Else.
I'm just picturing, like, the white.
Those,
like,
white buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks crazy there.
Greece, I would really want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because I'm Greek, so naturally, it's kind of like something.
Better
like,
go home.
I was a little kid, I'm not like that Greek. Like, it's just something I've always wanted to do. Place I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go to Ireland.
I'll say Ireland's my number one right now.
Everyone loves it there.
Go to the old ancestral home.
Yes.
Bucket list. Something you want to learn.
I want to be fluent in another language.
Yeah, I did hear you guys talking about
languages.
We were
talking about that.
Yeah. I'm the same. Like, I keep wanting to do it and then never do.
You just gotta do it.
Yeah.
That's
just
the problem.
Just start like listening to the. Isn't there like audio tape things? Like,
Duolingo, the app.
Yeah, Duolingo. It helps a lot with that.
It's a bunch of games. I just re-downloaded it on my phone. Because it's just like a fun way. I mean, like I said, keeps you sharp too. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through like social media, just like before bed, just like play a game and learn another language.
It's free.
It's free. It's super easy to do. But yeah, I think mine is, I was good at French for a while, but I just like completely fell off and I just like need to get back on it. So that would definitely be something.
I always wanted to learn how to surf, which I'm working on now.
Ooh.
Nice.
Finally started doing. New England, I don't think is the best spot, but it is
awful.
Good for beginners. I get a lot of beginner waves, and then
it's also freezing cold water.
I ate some waves the other day, just hanging out on Tuesday when we had the day off. I got bundled. I was like, oh my god, this is worse. I almost lost my sunglasses.
Anybody else? Things you'd want to learn?
Like, I don't know if I ever really would do it, but I really want to like learn how to like fly a plane. Like, that just seems like such a cool thing.
Cool.
You can just take off and go wherever.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever actually commit to that, though. So scary.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I'd get the nerve to skydive. Never done that.
Yeah, I will not do that ever.
Skydiving is amazing.
I would skydive before I bungee jumped. Bungee jumping
too.
Scares.
Yeah.
No.
I'm terrified of heights, so I will do neither.
But so am I.
I'm afraid of flying and I'm afraid of heights, so I'm just not going to jump out of a perfectly
just
good
gonna
airplane.
Just stay on the ground.
That was kind of my next one of, like, activities. If there is, like, an activity you'd ever want to do, like skydiving or...
I would skydive or bungee jump if I had the opportunity. I'm not going to turn it down.
Yeah.
I've never ice skated.
What?
Isn't that weird?
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's not even like a crazy thing.
I feel like
thing.
I'm too old now. I know. So I was just like, things I've never done. I was like, never ice skated before. Yeah, I'm just so afraid of like landing on my face.
That's
I feel like I'm too old now.
In New England.
I know.
Yeah. To know how to ice skate.
Yeah.
I can't remind my dad. He hates that I've never ice skated before. Because like everybody else in my family has. And I just like, I don't know. I just, every time they went, I just for some reason was doing something else.
Yeah.
So.
You gotta do that.
I know. What if I've always thought about that. Like, what if I'm like a renowned figure skater? I have no idea.
You've never reached your full potential.
I could have been like an Olympic, Olympic athlete. I have no idea. Because I've never
you
put ice
skates
on.
Pick it up like nothing.
Yeah. I could be. No. Definitely not.
There's a shower thought. How many people would be like a world-class something if they did that something, but don't know that they'd be good at that something because they've never done that something?
Yep. That's I think deep. About that all the time. That's what me and ice skating. Like, what else haven't I done?
I can ride a camel in like the desert or something.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want to travel more.
Yeah.
And see different animals. I always wanted, I already did this, but I wanted to meet like little monkeys. And I went to Florida to go to this open zoo thing. Mm. And I got little capuchin monkeys, like little babies that climbed all over me and like gave me kisses. My goodness, it was the best.
Did you see
that? They have that with like tigers and stuff like baby tigers. Like you can just go chill with them.
Yeah,
that's up there too.
Yeah,
I think that's in Florida. Probably
everything's in Florida.
Road trip to Florida, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll find a media conference out there.
I know.
I'm sure there are plenty.
What if we could just circle back to food. What food would you want to try?
Oh God. Yeah, I like some Indian food, but I would like to venture out, but it scares me because it can be so spicy.
Yeah.
See, I'm just not picky at all, so I don't think to go out and, like, specifically try something, but, like, if someone brings something to, like, or suggests something, I'm not hesitant to try it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something new I'd like to try? I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. I have had Indian food, though. I can say it's pretty good.
It's good.
I say, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Weirdest thing? When I was probably in, like, first or second grade, so I had to be, like, 6 or 7 years old, I went to a birthday party for a girl in my class, and she loved bugs, just, like, super into bugs.
No.
Like, real cool.
Cool chick.
Yeah, and she had chocolates that she gave out to everybody, and you know, lo and behold, you know, you bite into it and I look and there's like an actual cricket in this piece of chocolate.
Okay.
And in that moment I just like spit it all out onto this girl's carpet, just right there in the middle of the birthday party. Just like, I was like, I'll try to get this down, and it was no, there's a cricket in there, I'm not doing this.
I've eaten a cricket before because I think it was junior year of college, my roommate had to like take some crazy class and she had to make cricket cookies. And she had to, like, you have to roast them before you put them in the cookies. So she was roasting them in our oven and it smelled so bad in our apartment.
What class was this?
The teacher gave her like a bag of dead crickets. Like, and she came home with it. I was like, nope, not happening.
I just want to acquire that.
But we tried it because, like, why not?
Yeah. I'm always open.
And you had to
rip
the legs off. Oh my God, it was so gross.
Yeah, it's really. Oh,
sorry.
My goodness.
It was so nasty.
Yeah.
In nature's classroom in like sixth grade, I licked a slug because they said it makes your tongue numb for like 4 hours.
Oh yeah,
and it did.
Sure.
It was gross.
Yeah,
never knew that.
Nature's Novocaine.
It's really gross.
Yeah.
I think the weirdest thing I've had, I think probably would just be escargot or something, which is snails.
Yeah.
No, I just ate it without question. I was like, hey, one in Paris.
Yeah, I mean, in Boston, I've tried all, like, the weird stuff that they put out, like, testicles and, like, things like that.
Oh, God.
Like, why not? Like, they're, like, gourmet.
Oh,
like,
just chicken.
Sure. They are.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Like. No, there's a place in Boston, Eastern Standard, and they always come out with, like, different types of, like, meat and whatnot. Although, I watched a movie the other day that was really, really scarred me. On Netflix called Okja. Okja.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
No,
but I know what you're talking about.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get over it, but it definitely made me reconsider, like, where I buy meat from and, like, different products, because it's, like, about, like, a pig slaughter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a good movie, mm-hmm. but it's...
Disturbing.
Disturbing, which is what they wanted.
Yeah. Of course.
My parents suggested it, and I told them I'm never listening to their suggestion again. Stuff like movies with animals.
How dare you?
I can't. Yeah, I can't. There's like I can handle like human stuff. I know they're acting, but if I see like an animal, just because like they're innocent.
Yep.
And even though it's fake, it bothers me so much.
Anytime an animal gets hurt in a movie, I'm just like
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Whenever they kill a horse, I'm like, how?
Oh my goodness, do that? Yeah.
If it's a human, I'm like, huh. Yeah. Like, it's fake, and then the animals are like, yeah.
As an entire field of men just get lit on fire by a dragon. Like.
Save the dog!
I'm more mad about the guy like cutting off the horse's leg. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when I watch war scenes, like, I'm worried about the horses.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, always.
Guys are getting killed mm-hmm. off the horses, and I'm like, oh, that poor horse is trembling. He didn't ask for this.
That's what it he is. Has
no I don't care about the dudes at all.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
Just no empathy whatsoever.
Nope.
Yeah. But I'm going to look into, like, trying to buy meat not, like, from local farmers and from small farms because of the way, like, mass production treats animals.
Yeah.
That's the message that I got. I wish I could become a vegetarian, and I wish that would make a difference, but like...
With the amount of people that you have to feed on Earth, I think it's kind of inevitable that's yeah. going to happen.
Oh, become a vegetarian? Like
no,
everybody?
That you eat that meat. There's going to be conditions like that for meat processing plants.
What do you mean?
Like how... Like you said, how...
Bad?
Bad it is. Yeah. I think that's kind of inevitable with how many people we have to feed. They're going to streamline the process and make it as cheap and efficient as they possibly can.
Yeah, it's
and
scary.
Throw the animals to the wayside because they probably figure killing them anyways. Like,
yeah,
it's not necessarily what I agree with, but
I don't know. I feel like
you can see the point.
Yeah,
I feel like people might become more involved.
Yeah,
you know, like with how much like social media there is and people being like. Might hopefully get more active, you know.
So many people are vegan now too.
Like, yeah, I feel like it's kind of growing
I think that's
to
a
like
fad,
but true. It's a hipster thing.
Yeah, it's like the gluten-free thing. Suddenly everybody's allergic to well, some people are actually allergic to gluten, but suddenly everybody's allergic to gluten.
I think Aziz Ansari does a whole thing about it in his latest stand-up. He just like gets dark all of a sudden about I don't know if anyone's seen it about like the whole like meat industry and whatever and I'm just like, why are you doing this to me? But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because he said, that's what he was saying, like, more people are aware.
Yeah.
Because of, like, all these documentaries and social media and stuff.
I mean, that movie did really affect me.
What was that movie about SeaWorld Blackfish?
Yeah. I couldn't watch that.
Maybe I
shouldn't have watched Okja, but my parents said, oh, no, it's happy. No.
And you're like,
I think I'll be a vegetarian if I watch stuff like that. Like,
I can't watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
I
don't think that would change my opinion.
Like, I'm okay with,
eating meat. I'd feel bad, but...
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Sorry,
I just can't.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same way. I love steak.
Me too.
But, like, but I'm okay with, like, as long as they have, like, a decent life, and then they're killed humanely. Like, in this movie, I won't revisit
there's, it. There's, like, a thing, if you want to find a new alternative for, like, locally grown things. There's, like, Farm Share, which is just, like,
I've heard about
local grown farmers in your area. And you can, like, they drop off, like, produce and stuff. And then there's, like, a meat one, too. So
that's
a better option.
Yeah, I have to look into that stuff. I don't know. And then I feel, like, so silly watching a movie like that and feeling so affected and then not eating anything.
Yeah, eating chicken while you're
watching
it. Like, it's like a steak.
Yeah. Messed up.
I mean, what options do you really have?
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying. Like, I think a more realistic option for me is to try and get more, like, small farmers as opposed to tofu.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not my thing.
It's really easy to get all that stuff out in the Berkshires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a farm, like, every block.
My cousins have, like, 100 chickens that they have stuck in their freezer right now, but they were alive, like, a month ago.
Oh,
one of them like got loose, like one chicken got loose and like ran into the woods and then came back after they were all killed and was just running around and they killed it. I was like, he's a survivor, like let him live.
Yeah, he made it.
Yeah, keep him as a pet, he's cool. I was so mad
for that.
On a lighter note, to round out the podcast.
It really took a turn.
I don't have my book to read a quote.
Well, let's end on a tongue twister.
Oh, God.
Completely random. How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
I love that one.
I don't even think I can
say that five times fast.
Go right ahead.
I'm not.
I don't even know what you said.
How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
Because I've tried so many times. Because I was like, see it in like meme form online. It's great. Yeah. How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's? That wasn't very fast, though.
Yep, speed it up.
No.
I can't. Faster. Come on.
All right. That was my attempt.
Cool.
See you next
we
week.
Yep.
We completed our obligation, John.
Yeah, there you are, John.
You're welcome, John.
And the other three people that listen to this. Thank you.
Shout out.
We appreciate
listening
it.
To us.